This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news, we are learning that Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has been assassinated at home, and the First Lady of Haiti has been hospitalized. A group of unidentified people attacked his private residence, according to the country's interim prime minister. This comes amid deepening political and economic stability in Haiti and a spike in gang violence. Again, Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has been killed. Tropical storm Elsa isn't just bothering Florida, say forecasters. Its effects will be felt in several states. But first, it's targeting Florida's northern Gulf Coast, moving almost parallel to the west coast of the state. Expected to make landfall this morning. Here's our Mike Hempen.
Forecasters said Elsa would slice across inland North Florida as a tropical storm with strong rains and wind, then move on to Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia before heading out in the Atlantic Ocean by Friday. Schools and government offices in the Tampa area were closed and most public events postponed as Elsa approached Tuesday.
The worst of this storm is far from the Surfside, Florida condo building search site. It's been 2 weeks since the building fell down. 36 people known dead, more than 100 still missing. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says searchers are not seeing anything positive.
The key things we're looking for all throughout in regards to void space, livable spaces, you know, we're not coming across that.
Pope Francis's recovery from intestinal surgery continues to be regular and satisfactory, says the Vatican. It's revealing that final exams showed he'd suffered a severe narrowing of his colon. A Dutch crime reporter's been shot in the head in downtown Amsterdam following a TV appearance. Peter de Vries is fighting for his life in the hospital. Two suspects in custody in the attack. This is AP News. They're finding bodies after a plane crash in Russia. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
Rescuers have found bodies of victims a day after a plane crash in a remote area in Russia's Far East. Wreckage was found Tuesday evening on a coastal cliffside and in the sea, and the search and rescue operation was suspended until Wednesday morning, as the crash site was too difficult to access in the dark. Now the region's governor has told the state TASS news agency the first bodies were being pulled out of the water. He wouldn't say how many bodies had been found so far. Russian media had reported none of the six crew members or 22 passengers on board had survived. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Contestants at a Miss Mexico contest from almost half of Mexico's states have tested positive for the coronavirus. The contest was ended after the results came in. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.